William, specifically, what is the tribe's complaint?
The principal argument that the Standing Rock Tribe has is that the construction of this pipeline is going to do one, it's going to destroy a lot of very, very important cultural sites to them. Burial grounds, historic meeting places for their people. And number two, that the pipeline, which although it is not going to go through tribal lands, it is just a short distance away. The pipeline will go underneath the river. And many people are concerned that if a pipeline that's carrying hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil goes underneath the river, that there could be some sort of a rupture. And if that happens, that might spill oil into their primary source of drinking water. And so that's been the main concern, that the construction of the pipeline is going to destroy lands that are very, very important to them, and that the potential for contamination is enormous.
This would be a very significant pipeline carrying about half of current Bakken oil production. How's the industry responding?
The company that's building the pipeline has argued all along that they followed all the rules. They filled out the right permits, they got all the right permissions, they did the proper surveys, and that they have broken no laws whatsoever. In fact, that's not really been the allegation thus far. The tribe's main concern has been with the Army Corps of Engineers, who granted one of the main permits for the pipeline to go in. And the Corps says, too, that they did all the proper consultations. But the oil company argues also that they think this is an important economic engine for the area. They say there will be jobs in construction of the pipeline, jobs in maintaining the pipeline, and that they say, look, we still live in an oil-based society, and if oil needs to get from the Bakken oil fields to market, this pipeline is the delivery device for that.